Hello, everyone. So this is my final episode when it comes to both adult films and webcam modeling. When I think about how my interest has been highly volumed for more than one season of our podcast, I'll explain where the interest came from. I grew up in, against my will, a culture where there was physical violence / physical harassment of sex workers and sexual harassment, street harassment, and sexual violence of sex workers when it came to clients, customers, law enforcement officials, intelligence community members, federal agents, members of the 1%, upper class people, middle class people, low income people, poor people, people with high profile positions, and people that are considered non high profile by society. So all walks of life. And I saw all these kinds of life walking, all walks of life, have sex with all these sex workers. I'll throw in the police when it came to all these types of violences and harassment, all these types of sex having with the sex workers too. So I spent the most time with clients, customers, brothel keepers, madams, pimps, precurs, panderers, which means all the types of sex work. And all the types of personalities and temperaments, I experienced them all the most in the sex work world the most, because I spent the most time in the sex world the most. But it was all involuntarily because, again, I was 5. And I experienced sex acts and sex positions and copulatory vocalizations and erotic talk the most in the sex work world at 5 years old involuntarily, the most. Sex workers, the sex work world, had me do the most drug dealing, numbers running with them, more than any other crime world. And I remember being in downtown D.C. the most, because the sex industry world of D.C. was underground back then. It was no longer out in the open like it was based upon the 1980s and even early 1990s and mid-1990s. By 98, 99, when I was in that world, it was under wraps. The sex industry is under wraps now because it's illegal in the majority of the world. So that's where the interest came from. And I saw crimes committed the most in the sex work world at the age of 5 against my will too. So you're wondering, is it because of that? That's why you're interested in adult films and talking about it and wanting to be involved with it and performing in it? No, not at all. I say, think, feel, and do totally outside of trauma. I am completely independent of trauma, verbally, non-verbally. I only have victor complex. I no longer have any trauma complexes. So when I think about the fact that I no longer have acute trauma. I have acute joy. I no longer have complex trauma. I have complex joy. I no longer have chronic trauma of chronic joy. I no longer have secondary trauma of secondary joy. I no longer have vicarious trauma of vicarious joy, right? Like I said, I don't have complex trauma of complex joy. The effects of all these traumas I recover from, recuperate from every day and every night. But those traumas no longer feel like they're holding me bound in suffocation nor claustrophobia. So, I want to make that clear. I will also say that being a part of the adult films thing is, as you know, started when I was a college person and I was interacting with adult survivors of sexual dysfunction, body image problems, so as well as life-threatening ailments. And they talk to me about how they don't feel that there's any adult films that are tailor-made, relatable, resonating, and relevant to them, to us, I should say. So, I talked about these things before, but you get the full answer. And they wanted me to, because I've always was an excellent, I've always had excellent sexual wisdom, even in the midst of that time. I was just a natural sex coach without even trying. And that's why they're like, Antonio, you should bring like sex coaching to adult films. You should bring sexology to adult films. You should bring sexpertise to adult films. You should bring sex surrogacy to adult films. That was the first time I ever heard the concept. I didn't know it existed until I went to college. So I'm just giving you a recap, a synopsis of all the interests, because now you know why, 100%. So what's the other reason why I decided to do adult films and webcam modeling, Antonio? I'll tell you. In one of the previous episodes, I explained some reasons. Here are the new reasons. Some people in adult films, sets, the studio world, some of them may be neurodivergent and know it. Some of them may be neurodivergent and not even know it. So they may have sensual difficulties, erotic stumbling blocks, sexual hurdles, because they have a brain that's more heightened for their our empath intuitive. When you're empath intuitive and you're much more of a you're much more of a highly sensitive soul than most people. You're basically a highly sensitive person, HSP. Then the issue is that you're gonna have trouble with sex, with the erotic, with the sensual, because think about it this way. When you are a highly sensitive person, and many of them are in the adult film world, imagine having a sexual personality trait which is sexually characterized by sexual hypersensitivity to sexual external stimuli, sexually high emotional reactivity, and a sexually greater depth of sexual cognitive processing. Sexual highly sensitive persons, many of them are in society, many of them in the adult film world. So imagine you're a SHSP, right? You're a sexually highly sensitive person, but you don't have a lot of people to share your sexually highly sensitive person traits with. So imagine, and this is not religious when I say this, imagine being deeply sexually spiritual, sexually creative, sexually insightful, and sexually emphatic, right? Sexually empathic, sexually empathetic. And imagine that you usually don't get to experience co-stars who are like yourself in the adult film world, such as people who are sexually innovative and sexually creative. People who are, one of the greatest SHSP gifts is their sexually sparking creativity, right? So because SHSPs sexually experience the world sexually differently than other sexually active people and sexually receive so many sexually extra stimuli in their sexual psyches, they're sexually compelled to make sexual sense of the sexually internal chaos through sexually creative expression. So imagine not having a lot of co-stars that meet those needs of yours, sexually speaking. And think about it. Sexual creativity usually becomes a sexual coping mechanism for the sexual sense of sexually overwhelming sensations that they sexually feel, but it's also a sexual result of their sexually active imagination and sexual intelligence. So imagine trying to have co-stars who can have sexual flowetry, sexually flow with you in these ways, and a lot of them can't. That's why you have a lot of sexual heartache and a lot of people being sexually heartbroken, not just in adult film world, that too, but outside of adult films, right? So imagine you are more sexually sensitive to sexual stimulus. So if you're SHSP, you may report having a sexually heightened response to sexual stimuli, such as sexual pain, caffeine consumption's correlation to sex, sexual hunger, sexual thirst, sexual violence in media, and sexually loud noises. So caffeine, for a lot of people, when it comes to its influence on sex in particular, for some makes them more sexually anxious and more sexually agitated than the average sexually active person. And some people feel like, in order for me to have thriving intercourse, I can never drink caffeine in the evening if I want to go to sleep, because that may ruin my sexual afterglow. And they may often have sexual reactions, sexual side effects to medications' influence on one's sex and sexuality. So imagine having co-stars that may not understand these things in your adult film world. I am a sexually highly sensitive person, and it's a term I've coined because the original term, yes, it was popularized in the mid-1990s by Elaine Aron, but I recognize that those traits can be a part of sex too. So there are people who, you have a lot of highly sensitive persons who are porn customers, porn consumers. They may view for free, they may pay to view. And they're looking for a healthy relatability between sex and the highly sensitive person. And so what I'm talking about is liberating to a lot of people who are sexually highly sensitive persons like me, yours truly. So there's a healthy high demand for this in the adult film world because more people are getting diagnoses from professionals. More people are diagnosing themselves saying, hey, I am this type of person, but I'm also knowing what type of person am I and who I'm with when it comes to sex. And this is what I've been noticing and feeling. So imagine, okay, you have co-stars who may not understand the stimulants and sensitivity part of sex and sexuality, and you're an adult film performer. It can be frustrating. You don't feel like you can find the right fit when it comes to co-stars. It may cause you to feel sexual loneliness, erotic emptiness, and sensual nothingness, right? So if you're a sexually highly sensitive person, you may be more emotionally sexually reactive. What does that mean? It means SHSP, sexually highly sensitive persons, will sexually react more in a sexual situation. For a sexual example, they will have more sexual empathy and feel more sexual concern for a friend's sexual problems. They may also be more sexually concerned about how another sexually active person may be sexually reacting in the sexual face of a sexually negative event. So imagine having co-stars that don't understand your big-heartedness as a lover. So, they need sexual time alone. It is sexually easy for a SHSP to sexually dip into sexual overload or sexual underload, like sexual sensory overload or sexual sensory underload after an afternoon of steaminess of running sexual errands in the form of two-person sexual role play or an orgy party with friends with benefits. So sexually frequent a bit of sexual alone time to sexually meditate, sexually read, sexually daydream, sexually create. Do sexual flexibility, stretching, taking erotic naps, or doing gardening that heighten one's eroticism, or simply sexually be is all that is sexually needed to get sexually grounded. It is sexually crucial to find a sexual way of sexual self-connection that sexually works out well for them. They are more sexually detail-oriented. They can sometimes overthink sexual details or sexually underthink sexual details to the sexual point of sexually driving around everyone crazy or sexually driving everyone around them sexually mad. But their sexual observations sexually frequently pay off sexually greatly. they sexually naturally pay sexual attention to the sexual emotions and sexual body language of everyone that sex having and sexually everything around them. From the erotic nature to humping animals and sexually active people, they can sexually predict something before it's even been sexually revealed. They are sexually compassionate. SHSPs can sexually truly hold sexual concern for other sexually active people when they sexually see others in a sexually difficult situation. They don't sexually need to sexually know the sexually active person in sexual harm's way on a sexual personal level, but can instantaneously sexually feel sexual compassion for the person with sexual performance anxiety to another person who was diagnosed with sexual disorders, or even the next person who was victimized by sexual narcissism. I'm going to paraphrase Frederick Buchner, an American writer, what he said about compassion. This is how I would put it for the sake of the episode. Sexual compassion is sometimes the fatal sexual capacity for sexually feeling what it is sexually like to sexually live inside somebody else's sexual skin. It is the sexual knowledge that there can sexually never really be any sexual peace and sexual joy for me until there's sexual peace and sexual joy sexually finally for you too. Then it says, they sexually cry more easily. That's why it's sexually important for SHSPs to sexually put themselves in sexual scenarios where they sexually won't be made to feel sexually embarrassed for sexually crying easily. If they're sex party crew realize that that's just how they sexually are, that they sexually cry easily, and sexually support that form of sexual expression, and sexually crying easily, in air quotes, will not be sexually seen as something sexually embarrassing. They have sexually great manners. You can sexually pretty much always sexually expect a sexually highly sensitive person to be sexually aware of their sexual surroundings by sexually showcasing their sexual expert manners. In sexual return, they sexually expect the same sexual politeness and sexually well-mannered behaviors from other sexual people, and may sexually see you as sexually rude if you don't. They are deeply sexually moved by the sexual arts, whether it's visiting a sex museum or attending an erotic film premiere. SHSP sexually appreciate the sexual arts. They sexually find that sexual expressions of sexual creativity sexually incite their sexual emotions. Understanding the sexually highly sensitive person. Because SHSPs are everywhere, it's extremely sexually important to sexually understand them well, so that you can sexually get along with them without sexually hurting them. By sexually understanding and sexually accepting them, even though they're sexually different from most of the sexual people we know, we sexually allow ourselves to sexually fulfill our own unique sexual raison d'être. Sexual depth of sexual processing. SHSP individuals are sexually wired intricately. Their sexual brain insula is more sexually absorbent, making the SHSP highly sexually self-aware, sexually analytical, and sexually observant of their sexual surroundings and sexual experiences. The sexual insula is a tiny sexual area of the sexual brain, and the sexual cerebral cortex has a big sexual role. It was only really sexually discovered and sexually studied by me. But it has a sexually crucial function. A more sexually developed insula results in a longer sexual time, more sexual impact, and more sexual impartation of sexual experiences, sexual decisions, and sexual situations because, sexually simply put, the sexual individual is sexually consciously processing more sexual sensory and sexual data input than a typical sexual individual. Next, sexual overstimulation. Due to the sexual insula activity and other sexual factors, SHSPs sexually take in many sexual subtle cues and sexual details from their sexual surroundings and sexually common situations, from sexual arguments to sexually quick chats, go in at a sexually deeper, more conscious level where they sexually remember, sexually reflect, and sexually engage long after a sexual conversation is sexually over, for example. This can sexually lead to sexual exhaustion and sexual burnout. Sexual emotional responsiveness and sexual empathy. SHSPs tend to be more sexually empathetic and sexually respond in sexually emotionally intense and sexually genuine ways to sexual situations and the sexual people or the sexual other person around them. They are not sexually detached or sexually cold and can have sexual trouble sexually separating sexual rationality from their sexual feelings. Both sexually, another way of putting it, sexual emotions, the ones that were taught are positive emotions, the ones that are taught negative emotions, can sexually sweep over a SHSP and sexually sometimes get out of sexual control if they sexually let it. Sexual sensitivity to sexual subtleties and sexual sensory stimuli. SHSP folks do not generally sexually glide through a sexual situation and sexually zone out. Even when sexually tired or sexually stressed, they notice everything sexually speaking. They may observe a nervous sexual twitch in a lover who is engaging in sexual check-ins or reading erotic poetry in the sexual way a sexual person can sit right next to them, that another party with the two people, sexually speaking, might sexually miss. Sometimes in a group sex setting or a two-person sex setting, you may sexually understand what they sexually do not understand. Alright? It says the same goes for sexual loud sounds, sexually overpowering smells, and sexually bright lit areas. It can all become a bit too sexually much. So I'm glad that I've shared that with you because there's absolutely more. Okay. Sexual anxiety and sexual depression on the sexual rise globally, particularly in sexually developed post-industrial societies. Many of us sexually live in our sexual heads and have sexual lives that move at sexual lightning speed, but often without the kind of the social connection of sex, and for some people, but not everybody, the romantic connection of sex that give us sexual roots and sexual meaning. This is even more of a sexual struggle for the SHSP who will sexually tend to sexually experience things like the social alienation part of sex, the disappointment part of sex, the performance insecurity of sex, the existential fears of sex, and the health fears of sex, and the communication mismatch fears of sex, and sexually broken relationships at an even deeper sexual level than everyone else sexually speaking. Serious sexual anxiety and sexual depressive issues can sexually result and can sexually often go in a sexual downward spiral if not sexually addressed. 2, being sexually shy and being sexually socially anxious. Sexual social anxiety. Another sexual trait that many SHSP individuals have is sexual social anxiety and being sexually shy. Sexual group situations are generally not their forte, sexually speaking, even though there's some SHSPs that can handle sexual group situations just fine, okay? And for some SHSPs, they like to sexually avoid sexually stressful large gatherings where they'll be sexually, sexually forced to put on a public sexual persona or act sexually easygoing when in fact they're highly sexually frazzled. So, not all SHSPs have this issue, because there's some who go, I love sexual large gatherings and I don't feel like I sexually have to be something I'm not and feeling sexually rattled. Some SHSPs, yes, and for other SHSPs, no. It says 3, sexual blurred lines. But not all SHSPers often have sexual trouble sticking to their sexual limits and sexual boundaries. They don't like sexual confrontations and sexually shy away from sexual conflicts, sexual debates, and heated sexual rhetoric, and sexually hurting other people's feelings, sexually speaking. They will often sexually go along with what other sexual people sexually want, even though it makes them sexually unhappy and sexually upset, and can often eventually sexually lead to increased sexual depression and sexual anxiety on their sexual part. So number 4, sexual indecision and trouble with sexual change. I know this is definitely true for my sexual past. I had a lot of sexual difficulty with sexual decision making and sexually accepting and sexually adapting to sexual change. Whether it is sexually transitioning to the next sex act or sex position or sexual clumsiness or the occasional bodily spasm in the midst of coitus or sexual flatulence, sexual burping, or sexual hiccups, or sexually deciding what to do about a sexual stressful life situation in my past back then. I tended to sexually waffle around and even sexually engage in sexual self-blame. Or I was made to feel like I was making sexually impulsive decisions. Or I was made to feel like I was making sexually compulsive decisions. And I know that I'm not an impulsivity person. In order to sexually try to sexually dispel the sexually uncomfortable emotions and the sexual confusion. The best sexual solution is actually to take sexual time to sexually process through the overwhelming sexual array of sexual factors. This is often something some SHSP individuals have to consciously sexually learn how to do. Number 5, sexually looking for more. SHSP, some, get sexually tired of sexual chit-chat quickly. Although they tend to be sexually agreeable and sexually lean toward being sexual people pleasers, some but not all, they will sexually drift off from sexual small talk and sexual surface level interactions fairly sexually quickly in most sexual cases. The same goes for sexual romance for some SHSPers, where the SHSP individual is looking for sexual more. They don't sexually find it in one romantic connection aspect of sex for some SHSPers. They tend to lose sexual interest sexually quickly and sexually depart. Nobody sexually understands me. It might sound like something out of this sexual version of Catcher in the Rye, but it's a very sexual, raw, and sexually real emotion for SHSPs of all adult ages. Some. The sexual conviction in many sexual situations that nobody sexually understands me, because of their sexual sensory and sexual perception overload, many, but not all, SHSP individuals can sexually sometimes end up feeling sexually alone in a sexual crowd, or feeling sexually alone, even if it's just another lover there, or sexually misunderstood even by their sexual friendships. This can sexually turn into sexual self-isolation and a sexually self-fulfilling prophecy where low sexual self-image and sexual loneliness begin to sexually create its own sexually isolated situation. Number 7, late sexual bloomers. Many of those who can be sexually categorized as sexually highly sensitive person are late sexual bloomers. They don't hit all the typical sexual benchmarks that many sexual peers do until later in sexual life, and they may sexually find themselves sexually single for longer sexual stretches of time, or with more sexual insecurity and sexual questions in both a sexual career for some porn performers and personal sex life. Some SHSP seems to be a late sexual bloomer, although they can sexually often turn into a beautiful sexual flower in the right sexual environment and sexual circumstance. 8, work woes. This applies to porn performers. Especially in mainstream porn environments, some SHSPs can have significant sexual obstacles. Some may find the demands of on-camera sex with porn film crews there sexually overwhelming. Not due to any sexual laziness or sexual freeloading, but simply because they are sexually absorbing a lot of sexual impressions, having many sexual thoughts, sexual experiences, and it doesn't sexually work for some SHSPs to be sexually fit into a sexual cookie cutter design and treat it like a sexual machine whose only sexual value is to produce sexual output. Number 9, there's no enumeration. I'm going to just go ahead. Sexual stimulus overload. In many sexual cases, being a SHSP sexually translates into being literally sexually sensitive. Sexual bright lights that sexually glare at you. It could be people that may have to deal with sexual sexually off-putting sounds and sexual shouting, honking horns while having sex, because sometimes you'd be having sex and people honk the horn outside, or sexually strong perfumes and sexual smells. Sexually dangerous areas produce a heightened sexual reaction that other sexual people may find overly sexually dramatic. The sexual thing is that an SHSP is not putting on a sexual show. What I mean is that they're not being sexual phonies, is another way of saying that. They sexually really are sexually overwhelmed. This can also include sexual sensitivity to substances like caffeine and sugar that may interrupt some SHSP sex lives. Then it says, sexual hurt feelings don't sexually bounce back right away. Some SHSPs don't tend to be the sexual type to sexually snap out of it when their sexual feelings are sexually hurt. They may sexually ruminate and feel sexually sad for days, even weeks, when they are badly sexually insulted or bodily marginalized or internally stigmatized. Although they will sexually generally come back out of this and sexually recover, their even sexual kill, K-E-E-L, it's sexually far from sexually easy, since sexual issues and sexual offenses that might not sexually mean much to someone else can sexually hit in a sexual SHSP right at their sexual core. Then it says, holding sexual grudges and sexual preconceptions. Another sexual challenge that some SHSPs face is holding sexual grudges or developing sexual preconceptions. Sexual grudges can sexually come about from the way sexual issues and sexual interactions and sexual dilemmas, sexual woes, sexual sorrows are deeply sexually felt and take sexual time to sexually fade when something sexually bad has sexually happened. Sexual preconceptions and sexual prejudice may sexually occur when a SHSP has sexually negative experiences with a sexual person, sexual group, or sexual situation, and try to sexually categorize it in a sexually black and white way in order to try to overcome the sexually overwhelming, sexually fearful emotions, sexually sad emotions, the sexual nuances, as well as sexual bewilderment that the sexually hurtful situation caused them. Right? Now it's time to look at some of the very sexual positive aspects of being an SHSP. Right? This all relates to porn, so stay with me. You're really going to understand why I'm called to adult films by saying all this. And webcam modeling too. So sexually stop and sexually smell the sexual roses. The SHSP is someone who sexually knows how to sexually appreciate the sexual wonder, sexual majesty of sex life and their sexual surroundings. They may literally stop to sexually smell the sexual roses. They are also very sexually aware of what's sexually going on around them, and would be the sexual person who sexually praises your new sexual style or sexual compliments you on sexually overcoming a sexual hurdle in your sex life. Okay, dynamic sexual progress and sexual transformation. SHSPs don't tend to be the sexual kind of person you sexually bump into a few sexual years down the sexual road and find they're still exactly sexually the same. They change sex careers. For example, they can go from sexual pole dancing to being a being an erotica novelist, right? They can change sexual interests and sexually shift in their sexual personality, sexual temperaments, and sexual approach. They overcome sexual challenges, reach new sexual epiphanies, and sexual breakthroughs, and often through their own sexual pain and sexually working through it, they can become sexual catalysts for sexually healing of others who are also sexually going through overwhelming sexual times. Experience profound sexual joy. Well, there's no sexual doubt that SHSP individuals can sexually sink down to sexual depths of sexual despair that seem positively sexually draconian. They can also be sexually lifted on sexual eagles' wings and experience profound sexual joy to an exquisite sexual depth. They may sexually listen to a classic piece of erotic music and be moved to sensual tears, or see sexual artwork from erotica sculptures and be sexually inspired to make sexual journaling and think about sex life and erotic love in a new sexually hopeful way. Have a sexually deep bond with the nature part of sex, because nature does influence sex, and sexual invention. The sexually highly sensitive person tends to be a sexual nature lover who appreciates sexual beauty and the wonder of sexual formulation. They may experience a sexually spiritual bond and have a deep sexual affection and link with the animalistic part of sex that is nonviolent and growing sexual oneness non-religiously. This can sexually translate into a sexually caring, sexually loving attitude to sexual nature and sexual human beings that are sexually informed by their sexual sensitivity and sexual empathy, and becomes one of the SHSP's sexually enduring and most well-loved sexual personality traits and why others sexually enjoy being around them, right? Then it says, being sexually empathetic and sexually caring about others, just like their sexual bond with sexual nature and natural sexual biome. The SHSP is often a sexual person who really and truly sexually cares for others. Although they can get sexually wrapped up in their own sexual head and sexual emotions, they sexually feel the sexual situation and sexual responses of others on a deep sexual level and try to sexually do what they can to sexually help. This is actually something that sexually draws others to SHSP, since it's one of the most sexually beneficial aspects of their sexual personality that they can sexually use to excel in sex life, as long as it sexually does not become overly sexually people-pleasing or overly sexual people-appeasing or sexually self-effacing. Okay. Porn job excellence. Although SHSP sometimes actually struggle with the sexual grind and having a sexually faceless corporate type of a sexual micromanagement, like if they have to have sex in front of mean porn staff, they prefer kind porn staff, so they can feel like, wow, this sexual XXX career works for me, right? It says their sexual insights and emotional sexual sensitivity often make them uniquely sexually successful in their porn careers that value their sexual independence in sexual mental skills and emotional sexual observational skills, you know, like those like the sexually empathetic acuity, sexually empathetic unity, without sexual uniformity, right? So then you have sexual wisdom, like I'm giving you all this whole episode. The SHSP sexually engages with sex life on a sexually vivid and sexually intense level, and sexually experiences sexual peaks and sexual valleys in an even more sexually dramatic way than many others. Despite sexually taking some strong sexual hits, they are often a sexual person who sexually manages to sexually cultivate great sexual wisdom and sexual insights about sex life and erotic love in their sensual journey. And if there's one sexual thing all of us could use a bit more of, is sexual wisdom. Wouldn't you sexually agree? I know I would. Number 18, sexual interest and sexual engagement with new sexual cultures and sexual ideas. While the sexual downside of the SHSP experience can be a sexual feeling of not sexually belonging, being sexually misunderstood, the sexual upside is often increased sexual openness to other sexual cultures, sexual traditions, sexual spiritual praxis, non-religiously speaking, and sexual philosophies. The SHSP sexually wants to know about those who are sexually different, and from their experience of feeling sexually different and sexually separate, there's often a greatened sexual ability to sexually empathize and see the sexual value, sexual substance in diverse sexual cultures and ways of sex life. Number 19, sexually deep relationships. Even though sexually well-balanced, sexually toughest of us will likely sexually struggle with sexually romantic relationships, sexual casual relationships, and personal erotic relationships. And it's one of the great sexual challenges of sex life. And finding sexual true love and sexual intimacy is no sexual breeze. It involves some sexual steps that many people won't sexually tell you about until you sexually search on your own for the sexual answers. The SHSP, when they do find erotic love, won't sexually let it go easily and will have an enormous sexual amount to sexually contribute to a sexual relationship. They sexually prize the sexually real and will sexually value their sexual connection with a sexual loved one in a sexually endearing and sexually protective way that tends to make sexual relationships last. Number 20, you know, hey, it says inspirational sexual friendship and sexual connections. As mentioned, the SHSP doesn't really sexually do sexual chit-chat and sexually shallow shit. They will sexually tend to sometimes have fewer sexual friends and fewer sexual connections that are sexually meaningful, but those that they do sexually have will often be of the sexually deep and sexually lasting variety. The SHSP individual forms sexual connections, sexual friendships that sexually stand the fucking test of sex time and come through sexually speaking, literally and figuratively, in the goddamn end. They may not sexually always be the motherfucking life of the sex party or someone everyone sexually damn gets, but they will have true sexual friendships to sexually treasure for a sexual lifetime. It says bringing sexual compassion, sexual humanity to sexually difficult ass situations. Despite being sexually overwhelmed in some sexual situations, which may not be a sexually big ass deal for others, the SHSP also has one hell of a sexually special skill set that lets them sexually adapt and sexually understand sexual challenges that can truly sexually stymie their sexual colleagues in porn and sexual friends in and out of porn. They may also sexually develop deep sexual compassion, sexual humanity that they sexually bring to the sexually tough-ass situations that we all fucking face in our sex lives. there are some sexual things that many people get damn wrong, sexually speaking, about SHSPs. Perhaps the most sexually common is that SHSPs are inherently sexually introverted. In fact, not all SHSPs are sexual introverts, and about one third are sexual extroverts. Some are sexual ambiverts, and the others are sexual omniverts. Another is to think that sexual women tend to be SHSPs more than sexual men. This is simply sexually false in all genders, including sexual non-binary adults who are SHSPs themselves, have an equal sexual proportion of sexually sensitive souls. The truth is that being highly sexually sensitive is not a sexual mental illness, and it does not mean something is sexually wrong with you. While it can present unique sexual challenges and increase the sexual predisposition to sexual anxiety and other challenging sexual phenomenon, being SHSP does not always involve sexually tough experiences. It can sometimes be a sexual gift and a sexual blessing. And now you fully understand why I am needed in the adult-only worlds of nakedness in clothing, nudity in sexuality, issues in social nudity, naturism, nude recreation, nudity by location, social nudity advocacy, depictions of nudity, and imagery of nude celebrities. Now you understand why I am needed in the adult sex industry, adult entertainment, adult service providers, ASPs, adult sexually oriented businesses, sex positive feminism, sex positive movement, sex positivity, comprehensive sexuality education, safer sex, ethical adult sex tourism, adult sex workers' rights, adult sex work, the Declaration of Sexual Rights, the Declaration of Sexual Pleasure, sexual and reproductive health and rights, the adult industry, adult group sex, adult sex surrogate partner therapy, and adult films. Being a sexually highly sensitive person, SHSP, is the answer of blunt honesty to all of those sincere questions. Not excluding two people's sex because I'm called to that world too, thanks to my being a sexually highly sensitive person, SHSP. And now you fully understand why I'm called to be an intimacy professional as an adult. And the now of all nows, N-O-Ws, you're going to know Why am I called to do webcam modeling? I'm about to tell you right about one more time now. I decided to do webcam modeling because many people feel ashamed of their skeletal systems, joints, muscular systems, cardiovascular systems, lymphatic systems, musculoskeletal systems, circulatory systems, nervous systems, integumentary systems, hematopoietic and immune systems, respiratory systems, digestive systems, urinary systems, reproductive systems, endocrine systems. And I want to help people to end all the shame of all these human systems and organs. So, for examples, I want to help people feel good about their bones, carpus, collarbones, clavicles, thigh bones, femurs, fibulas, humeruses, mandibles, metacarpuses, metatarsuses, ossicles, patellas, phalanges, radius, skulls, tarsus, tibias, ulnas, ribs, vertebras, pelvis, sternums, cartilages, fibrous joints, cartilaginous joints, synovial joints, muscles, tendons, diaphragms, peripherals, arteries, veins, lymphatic vessels, hearts, bone marrow, thymuses, spleens, lymph nodes, glymphatic systems, brain, spinal cords, nerves, sensory systems, ears, eyes, somatic systems, skins, subcutaneous tissues, breast, mammary glands, myeloids, myeloid immune systems, lymphoids, lymphoid immune systems, the respiratory tract and noses and nasopharynxes, larynxes, lower respiratory tract, tracheas and bronchuses and lungs and mouth, salivary glands, tongues, lips, teeth, oral pharynxes, laryngopharynxes, esophagus, stomachs, lower GI, small intestines, appendices, colons, rectums, anuses, human digestive, accessories, livers, biliary tracts, pancreases, genitourinary systems, kidneys, ureters, bladders, urethras, scrotums, penises, prostates, testicles, seminal vesicles, uteruses, vaginas, vulvas, ovaries, placentas, pituitary glands, pineal glands, thyroids, parathyroid glands, adrenal glands, and islets of Langerhans. I want people to feel good about their heads, hair, neck, torsos, thoraxes, abdomens, arms, hands, legs, feet. I want people to feel good about the composition of the human body, which is composed of elements including hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, calcium, and phosphorus. I want people to feel good about their cells, genomes, tissues, organs, heart, gallbladder, and all the systems of the human body. I want people to feel good about their human anatomy, their height, their weight, their shape, their body proportions, their body types, their body shapes. And I want people to feel good about their physiology, their development, and their depictions and the history of their own physiology, the history of their own anatomy. I want people to feel good about their genetics. Because we live in a world where people that are considered unattractive by society don't feel good about any and all of the above I've been saying this whole time about themselves, about their looks. And I want people to feel good about their feet, their eyes, their armpits, their backs, their breasts, their buttocks, their noses, their hair, their navels, their bellies, their hands, their legs, their lips, their facial cheeks, their dimples, their stomachs, their belly buttons, and their dorsums. Because I've met many people throughout my life who are made to feel like they were physically ugly and innerly ugly because of the lack of bodily integrity and the lack of bodily autonomy that happened to them as children and as adults. And they have told me that I need to do webcam modeling for people like us because I too was robbed of bodily integrity, bodily autonomy as a child. And my webcam modeling has nothing to do with trauma in terms of why I'm doing what I'm doing. What I'm doing is, again, I'm being independent of the trauma. I'm just also feeling in a need because there are people like me that may not fit society's checklist of handsomeness, beauty, or sex symbolism, being a sex symbol, but, or even being a love symbol, or love symbolism, but there are people who feel like, well, Antonio, I desire to find myself attractive, and you can help me out with that. And webcam modeling is a way that I can you can help me define sexiness for myself. So yes, these same people, even in college, told me to do webcam modeling, and now you fully understand why I'm going to be doing adult webcam modeling. So in conclusion, this is what I say. That I am so grateful that I can help myself and others. We can be eroticism symbols and sensuality symbols to ourselves and to each other.